أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. How dear and honored, respected elders, our beloved fathers and mothers, our respected brothers and sisters and our children. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All thanks and praises be unto Allah. We turn unto Allah in eternal gratitude and praise for Allah's infinite favors, mercies and bounties. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hidayah, our hearts always to be imbued and inclined towards Allah's gratitude, Allah Ta'ala's shukr and appreciation for these favors, about which Allah says that indeed these favors, they are infinite, in fact, that we can't begin to understand, to appreciate them. And all that Allah Ta'ala requires of us is really just to be grateful. And so, as we are going into the holy month of Ramadan, there's a beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that comes to mind, which really aligns our perspective to the essence of what the fasting is all about, and how the hearts engage with a fast, and how we relate to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a beautiful hadith, "At-ta'im الطاعم الشاكر كالصائم الصابر." The one who eats of his rizq and his sustenance and the food which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides him with, and he is for it filled with gratitude and shukr. He is so grateful to Allah for this sustenance, for this food that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided him with. Where does the rizq come from? From Allah. Allah says such a person, when he shows his gratitude for that food, he is like the person who fasts whilst being patiently persevering the pangs and the hunger and thirst. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts them on the same plane. The notions of, number one, shukr, and the notions of sabr. And so we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always guide us to be wary and mindful that Allah Ta'ala's favors, when we thank Him, when we're grateful, Allah's law is He extends them, He expands them, Allah increases those favors. The moment we become ungrateful, Allah says, He takes away those favors. And that applies to everything in life. One of the things which we as South African Muslims must always remember is that we enjoy a privileged situation, condition, by Allah's grace, that very few Muslim communities enjoy across the globe. And so we have to be grateful to Allah for them. How are we grateful is the question. It's not just about saying we are grateful. It's about showing Allah how we are grateful. How do we utilize these favors of Allah in the service of Allah, the service of humanity, etc.? And so those are Allah's laws. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ فَإِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And so if we show ingratitude to Allah, Allah's chastisement, His punishment, may Allah protect us, is severe. And so our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, blessings and salutations upon him, upon his noble family's companions and friends, and all those who follow his divinely inspired tariqah and sunnah path, because he was the ultimate exemplar of what it must be, what it is to be a grateful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was grateful. He was shakir. Shakira li an'umi. He was the one that his wife Sayyidah Aisha said, "Oh Rasul of Allah, if it had to be that you had committed any sins, these would have been forgiven by Allah. But yet you are so tense. In your night vigil, she thinks sometimes he passed away in his sujood. And she would go and just pinch his foot to find out if he's still alive. أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I then therefore, Aisha, not be a thankful slave to Allah? He was the example for us. And so when we then contemplate in going into the holy month of Ramadan, it behoves us to also take a bigger picture perspective of this, so that we don't become so, you know, bogged down in refraining from food from dawn till dusk, but we forget the bigger picture. This is unfortunately something we're not accustomed to. We like to hone in on the small details, sometimes at the expense of bigger details. We will know that this is the one form of ibadah that Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran to the believers, that Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And so this is not a form of ibadah, number one, which is now just exclusive for the Ummah of Muhammad. All of Allah's creation had engaged in fasting. Fasting was prescribed by Allah on all of these. We know that even the Christian community, they have a fast in which they observe, right? So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Even the Jews have a fasting. And so when Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, شَرَعَ لَكُم مِّنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ وَاللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. And so Allah Ta'ala reminds the Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that these previous revelations, what had been sent to Nuh, what had been sent to you, is what had been sent to Ibrahim, to Musa, to Isa. What was this all for? أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. That you should establish, that you should establish the deen of Islam. That the deen of Islam should be there for humanity to avail, for humanity to be able to appreciate and understand and see, establish. An aqimu ad-deen wa la tatafarraqu fi, and that you not become fragmented and disintegrated and disunited amongst one another in your matters of deen. وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. But now, how do you ensure that you're able to actually operationalize that? Because seemingly, we fail miserably at this, isn't it? Maaf? We don't seem to be able to أَقِيمُ الدِّينِ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. On the contrary, we like to fall in all of these khilafs, and the way it appears is that we can't get enough. Yeah? And then we see that even sometimes our religious leaders are the ones who sometimes specialize in disuniting by making this one that they don't agree with kafir and that one that they don't agree with kafir. You've seen this. Allah says, an aqimu ad-deen وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, was Allah's command to all of the prophets. So is this a major thing? Is this a big picture matter? As opposed to thinking that I'm staying away from food and drink from dawn till dusk and then I'm good? No. How about that? So that fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated that it becomes the means, the mechanisms through which we are able to achieve that big picture. Why? Because there's no way that we are going to be able to have social harmony, right? That's what the deen, that's what the ayah says. If you're not going to be disunited, if you're not going to be split, if you're not going to be fragmented, this is from that group, that one is from this madhab, that one is from that zawiya, this one is from that tariqah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If we're not going to do that, how are we going to get social harmony among one another? How are we going to peacefully coexist? Isn't that what Islam is? Isn't Islam peace? Isn't Islam peace? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا دَخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. O people of faith, enter into peace holistically, comprehensively, all of you together, kaffa, enter into peace. Is that making one another kaffa? Can that be? So that command to live in peace, to spread peace. Remember the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that you won't go to Jannah until you believe, and you won't go and believe until you love one another. So you can't go to Jannah until you believe, and you won't believe until you love one another. Shall I tell you how you will get to love one another? Afshu salam, spread peace. Spread peace amongst yourself. I may have mentioned to this jama'ah, our ustad, Shaykh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, says that the first message of the Holy Quran, the primary message of the Holy Quran, is the tawheed of Allah. Anybody disagree with that? No one can disagree with that. That's the primary message of the Quran, the tawheed of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala is the one, and Allah Ta'ala is the absolute, and Allah Ta'ala is the transcendent, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is this creator of everything that is. Our affirmation of that is the entire message of the Holy Quran. But second to that, Shaykh Qardawi says, is the unity of the Ummah of Muhammad. Because how can Islam exist? How can Islam go forward if we are disunited? If we are in disunity? The building blocks for that is about what the fasting is about. The capacity to be able to have the qualities, the attributes, the akhlaq, the adab, to be able to bring unity and peaceful coexistence with one another is what the fasting is about. Because what does Allah Ta'ala, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say about the fasting? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, before we get there, that quality is the ability to live peacefully with one another can only happen when we are able to show patience with one another, isn't it? You have to be able to be patient with your next brother. You cannot have that sense of tolerance of disagreeing about things and disagreeing and agreeing to disagree about things that there are disagreement, natural disagreements about, unless you're able to have sabr. And so therefore Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةِ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةِ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةِ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٌ. And so Allah says, good and bad and evil and good and virtue, they're not the same. So when, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you repel and you ward off, repel with that which is better and that which is best. Your manner in which you respond, let your manner be the best. Your methodology that you use, let it be the best. Not I disagree with you. I was once in a rally where we were busy at the time. Ahmed Katrada had died, and we utilized that as an opportunity to voice our objection at the time for the corruption of, at the time, Jacob Zuma, right? So there we are, an interfaith gathering. We are people of different faiths all standing together, like the Prophet ﷺ says, the Hilful Fudul, the alliance of the virtue, to work towards overthrowing all of the corruption. Yet we're now in more corruption. But, so we were having this rally in the St. George's Cathedral. You remember the St. George's Cathedral in town? And so I then delivered my message there from the vantage point of the Quran. And my brothers from other parts of the country made me kafir because I was in a church gathering. Made me kafir. So Allah says, اِدَفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Respond with that which is better. Then you will find, Allah says, this is Allah's law. If you do that, the two of you will have some animosity with one another. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. You will find it'll be as if he becomes your best, warmest bosom friend. وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. This is just any kind of friend. وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ, says Allah. But Allah says, that's not for everyone. That's not for everyone. The only people who will be able to achieve that, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. So you don't have patience, you don't have this virtue. Your fasting is supposed to bring that in you. Without that, it's like hunger from dawn till dusk. That's it. It's hunger and thirst. But we are not focused on achieving and developing these internal strengths, internal capacities, these spiritual capacities that we have, that Allah requires of us to be able to have patience. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-sabru nisful iman. Patience, perseverance is half of faith. Was-sawmu nisful sabr. And fasting is half of patience. And so when we then engage in the fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, what are we doing? We are doing that because now we are for Allah's sake, with deliberate and conscious purpose for Allah's sake. What are we doing? We're trying to bring this nafs under control, isn't it? Isn't that what we're doing, people? If we're not doing that, then unfortunately, it's like a cultural thing we do. It's like a habit. It's that time of the year, so it's a habit to just, you know, get up for shower. It'll be a habit. The aspect of عَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What is this consciousness of Allah? What is this awareness of Allah, if not Allah's gift unto us? Allah's grace, infinite mercy unto us. To bring this nafs of ours, which goes out of control. This nafs, when it goes out of control, you become its servant. You become the slave of that nafs, isn't it? And when you are your nafs's slave, you're done for. You're done. I have no recourse after that. Allah is gone from me. When I become the slave of my nafs. And so this taqwa is about that nafs which now is placed through a cauldron of rigorous training and discipline to be burnt and to be purified from all of the pollution and all of the dirt that is in the nafs, in that ego, that makes me see my fellow alim and scholar, when he does something, I make him a kafir. Where does that come from? From Allah? That comes from the nafs. That's ego. That's shaitan. And so Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. This is where the taqwa resides. In this nafs, it must become purified. But this nafs has the capacity to be sullied, polluted, and become dirty. Allah says, فَأَلْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا. But it also has the capacity to receive taqwaha. فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. But what is the requirement? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The requirement is those who would have attained unto success, who would have achieved the requirement that Allah has placed for us on this dunya, who purifies their soul, purifies their nafs. And those who allow their nafs to become polluted and sullied, those are the ones that have self-destructed, says Allah. Remember, this is the reason why Allah Ta'ala sent every Nabi, our beloved Nabi Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala probably in 8 places in the Holy Quran refers when he says the reason, لَقَدَ رَبَّنَا وَالنَّبِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامَ مَيْدْ دُعَى, that Allah sent a prophet to the people of Quraysh, of the offspring, of his offspring. رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. This is the purpose of all prophets, that you relate unto them the signs of Allah. The signs of Allah, not the verses of the Quran, because Allah says, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. After that, teach them the revelation, teach them the kitab, the scriptures, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and wisdom. That was what every prophet had to come and bring to people. Teach them and show them and rehearse for them the signs of Allah, the signs of the greatness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah. Teach them the revelation, the book and the scripture. Teach them in addition wisdom, not just literal reading of scripture without wisdom. What is a key here? And teach them how to purify their souls, how to purify their nafs. The inability to curb this nafs is what the fasting is trying, inshaAllah, to strengthen us with. Is trying to rectify and remedy within ourselves. Because the fasting is putting you through, like I said, that cauldron to purify who we are. It's like everything, right? I mean, we all know when it's the first days of fasting, it's going tough. But you go through there, so that inshallah in a few days time, inshallah, becomes easier. But that's not going to happen if we sacrifice for Allah during the day and then at night we now let it loose all again. That's not going to happen, because then you're following that nafs, letting that nafs loose again, isn't it? Letting the nafs loose again. And our mummies are sometimes guilty about this when our kids say, defies the entire purpose of the fasting. And so, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the tazkiyah of the nafs is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made one of the higher purposes of the sharia. This is not something that's supposed to be practiced in some tasawwuf circles. No, this is Islam. This is when you stand in front of Allah and you say, "Anta'abud Allah, anta'abud Allah, ka'annaka tarah," that you worship Allah.
As if you can see Allah.
فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه فإنه يراك. If you can't see Allah, Allah sees you. And so that muraqaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what we have to be conscious about. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us inshallah ta'ala strength and a steadfast entrance into the holy month of Ramadan with a consciousness of why and what we are supposed to be doing in the holy month of Ramadan. And what are you supposed to come out with in order for us to play this role? أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ. For what reason? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. In order that Islam as a deen may prevail. How can it prevail? It's not going to fall out of the sama. Prevalence of the deen won't fall out of the sama. It must be made prevalent through what? Through the agency of human beings. Through the agency of human beings. أَنْ أَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. Ya Allah Ta'ala, bind our hearts inshaAllah. Ya Allah, bring in love and respect and mercy and compassion for one another in the hearts. And that must be increased in the holy month of Ramadan. And if that doesn't happen also, then we are missing the boat. And we must ensure that the deeper inner meanings of the fasting is placed in the first line of vision, and that all the physical sacrifices that we make is for us to achieve those greater and deeper higher purposes inshallah. May Allah accept. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله تبارك وتعالى، فقال جل شأنه: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. ويقول الله جل وعلا: شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به إبراهيم، ما وصى به نوح، والذي أوحينا إليك، وما وصى به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه والله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصبر نصف الإيمان والصوم نصف الصبر. وعن ثواب الذين صبروا قال الله جل وعلا: إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. أقول قولي هذا: استغفر الله لي ولكم لوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Thank you.
الحمد لله الذي جعل الإسلام دينا لنا وجعله منهجا كاملا لحياة الفرد والمجتمع وأكرمنا بمحمد النبي الأمي الذي ختم الله به الرسالة السماوية جعله ناسخا لجميع الأديان السماوية السابقة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله صلوا على البشير النذير فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتابه العزيز قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أرض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي عن بقية أصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وربنا يا الله خصوصا في فلسطين وفي الشام وفي تركيا وفي الصين وفي الهند وفي ليبيا وفي ميانمار اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم ربنا وكلهم ناصر ومؤيدا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ولا تجعله ملتبسا علينا فنضله يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا صفوفكم وأقيموا الصلاة يرحمكم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام. حين ربنا بالسلام ودخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم يا الله يا حي يا قيوم يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. ارحمنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا وارزقهم الجنة الفردوس بغير حساب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتولى أمرنا واحفظ أولادنا واستر عيوبنا وطهر قلوبنا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا يا كريم. اللهم توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم بارك لنا ربنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا يا ربنا رمضان. اللهم بلغنا يا ربنا رمضان. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا يا ربنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحرن عزيز يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. طب القلوب ودوائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها وقوت الأرواح وغذائها. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. بفضلك دعوهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحيتهم فيها سلام وآخر دعوهم الحمد لله رب العالمين.